League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We have got some good stuff today going on here. It's because it's, you know what, we're in the middle of summer. Well, what do we talk about the Astros? I don't mind that. 713-780-3776. We've actually, you know, I think it's nice that we've gotten into a little bit of Texans because we're not talking about them a lot this summer. It was an exciting summer. Your free agent acquisitions were kind of boring offensive linemen. You did have a good cornerback you picked up. Necessary additions. I don't think it was a bad summer. I liked what they did draft-wise. They got faster. I like that fine. But when Deshaun comes back, I think there's going to be a lot of excitement. You're not going to be able to see it because they're going to be in West Virginia. So you're not going to be able to experience that if you're a fan. But it was nice that we get into a little bit of Texans. Very quiet on the Rockets front. And frankly, I don't know if you saw the report. I think it was Friday or maybe it was Saturday. But I think it was Friday. There apparently may be a little problem in the world of Chris Paul. Because when the Rockets gave him the wink, the nod and wink, like, yeah, opt into your contract, and when you get traded over here, we will, it's kind of a wink and a nod agreement. There's going to be a five-year, $200 million contract. Well, that sounds terrible right now. 5 years? Are you kidding me? That sounds awful. He's coming off of a relatively healthy year where he missed, he played 54 games. That's not what you and missed the last two games of the playoffs. 5 years at that much? That's terrible. Now, apparently, and that didn't sound like a Morey deal, but they didn't sign it. They didn't do this. All of a sudden, it's not like, oh, we got a new owner. When we were doing that, that was going to be. But now, Tillman's like.
Well, that's easy to blame, isn't it, Greg? Well.
Oh, no. Hey, I hope that you look. No. I love Chris Paul. And who, I love him for a 3-year deal, not a 5-year deal.
Well, and if you're Tillman, you're like, wait a minute, ooh, 5 years? We ain't doing that, guys. Nah, I love Chris Paul, and I'm sure he loves Chris Paul and all of that. But that's just bad business. And Tillman ain't doing $200 million worth of bad business. No chance. No. Okay. The fifth year, honestly. Who lasts longer, Tom Brady or Chris Paul?
Oh, man, that's a great question. That's a really hard one.
Dell?
I'm going to say TB. I think it's going to be Paul. Right there, though.
I mean, okay, that their play warrants. Chris Paul may well get a 5-year, $200 million deal. I don't think it'll be here. He may well still be in the league 4 years from now, and Tom Brady may retire because he did say 45. Let's not forget that. Tom Brady said 45 is when he's going to retire, which is 4 years. He's got four more years to play. But if you're a betting man, who's more productive at the age of 45? In 4 years, rather? It's going to be Tom Brady. I mean, I don't think that there's any question that
Paul's a lot younger, but
Chris Paul's body is going to catch up to, is already caught up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it has.
You may, I don't know. I don't know which is more strenuous, getting hit by defensive ends or running up and down the court as much as Chris Paul has to.
How much does he get hit by defensive ends? Not a lot. He gets rid of the ball.
Still, it's enough. When you're 40-some years old.
No, it is. But Chris Paul's got to make explosive movements the whole game. He's got back-to-back games going on.
Tom Brady has to keep a strong arm, has to make split-second decisions.
Who do you think's going to be there?
How many 44-year-olds are playing quarterback at a high enough level to stay in the league?
This is the Nolan Ryan. Like no one will have done this.
Yeah,
no one's.
Yeah.
He's the greatest of all time, and
you know Steve DeBerg. But the Patriots aren't going to want Steve DeBerg.
No, there's no comparison to Berg and George Tom Blanda. Brady.
I mean, no.
Now this is a guy who has made his health a big deal. I mean, so is Chris Paul. Chris Paul does everything he can, but Tom Brady is he doesn't even drop back. I mean, everything's from the gun. He just searches, fires. I think it's actually going to be fairly close, but Chris Paul has had three straight years where his total games have dropped. That's a big concern. You can't give him the Supermax. You can't.
If you're Chris,
this is the least Daryl Morey move, John, of all time. If he were to give him a 5-year deal worth $200 million, that's what the Knicks do.
Yeah,
that's not what Daryl Morey does.
No, I don't see it. But you're also now putting yourself in a position where, I mean, if you're Chris Paul, do you go, okay? You know what? There was a nod, wink, wink kind of thing going on, but we do have a new owner. I get it. I also get that. Do you come to the realization that, man, I understand. I get it. Athletes don't ever do that. They always think, give me the max. I'm the best. I deserve this, blah, blah, blah. But is there any chance that you come to the realization if you're Chris Paul and say, I don't know that there's anywhere I'm going to get five. Who? I guess there are general managers out there that would because they make some of the dumbest decisions ever. But I don't know. I don't know if you've watched Chris Paul these last years. And I love Chris Paul and love his game, but his body is breaking down. Mm-hmm. And you can't count on him The most important thing, if you could guarantee that Chris Paul would be there for the postseason, the entire postseason, you can fade him playing 50 games. They did that this year. But you can't possibly guarantee that. So there's no way. How important was it at the most important time of the season? Chris Paul wasn't there. And I think you just have to admit that, or you have to accept that's possibly going to be the case. And you just can't do that for 5 years. You mm-hmm. just can't. I don't know that athletes, though, have that realism in their bodies, though, in their minds.
No, I honestly... Chris Paul, if you can't get LeBron James, to me, the Chris Paul, the status quo, you're not going to get, I don't know, maybe you get some of these guys. In an unrelated note, not surprising that Carmelo Anthony, who was wildly unhappy in Oklahoma City, has opted into his contract.
Well, no question he was going to do that.
Thanks for the money, guys. Although this could still
honestly, what would
bring a trade.
Carmelo wouldn't get $5 million on the open market.
Oh,
no. Doing his play?
Yeah, but $5 million, there's some slaps who get, well, I say that, but it's a little tighter this year in free agency. I think Carmelo would get.
Are you kidding?
Two-year, 10 a year?
He may not get, he wouldn't get a long-term deal, but Carmelo could probably find him if he made the dumb decision to opt out, which he did not do.
I think he'd get 2 at 10
he would,
per year. It would be a lot less money.
He would. I think if he would say, if someone was like, Carmelo, we'll sign you, like the Kings would be like, we'll sign you. Not them, because they're trying to build. Some team would be like, hey, we'll sign you 1 year, $12 million. Just a year.
Ooh. Wow.
That's
the kind of signing that...
It's a one-year deal where you're just trying to make the salary floor, because some teams have to do that.
Yeah.
It would happen.
Well, I guess a salary floor. But if you're Carmelo, do you want to go to a place that's got to hit the salary floor for 1 year?
No, that's
I mean,
why
you're
going
to be in Siberia, Sacramento.
Like, he could go to Brooklyn.
Oh, my God.
You don't think Brooklyn would sign him?
Is he still with Lala? I think he is.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard is opting out of Brooklyn.
He gets
Brooklyn.
To go back
Brooklyn
to Brooklyn.
Doesn't want him either.
Nobody wants.
Brooklyn doesn't want Dwight Howard.
They're buying out Dwight.
Yeah. How many teams are we now on with Dwight? No one wants him.
No, honestly. Just 3 years ago, Dwight Howard was like, oh, you got to have this guy. Where's Dwight going to go? It was the summer of Dwight.
Here's the crazy thing. Dwight still produces. At times, he produces massive numbers, but it's just in
spurts. Of children.
Well, that, but also in rebounds. He can produce, what, he had 30 rebounds in one game this year? He had crazy.
Dwight averaged 16.5 and points, 12.5 rebounds in 30 minutes.
Looks great, doesn't it? Double-double, yeah. And yet nobody, like.
Well, no one's watching the Hornets, but if you just look from afar, Dwight had a better year than he had the
year
before.
So what do we got now? Hornets, Hawks, Rockets,
Magic Lakers. And Nets for, like, does this count? Because he's not going to play a game for them.
Oh, it counts. Oh.
He's not going to play a game for the Nets.
That's right. No, I don't think he counts. Was it a trade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think. I can't count that as net ball.
No, so they're going to buy him out. And he's going to go somewhere.
He got dealt. So, yeah, actually, you have to count it. Six in the next team that he'll be on.
Yeah, but he didn't. He's not going to play.
They even told him not even.
Yeah, don't even come.
Don't show up.
Yeah. So that doesn't count as playing.
All right, then we won't count that. Next one will be seven. For a guy who's going double doubles right now, there's value in double doubles.
Usually. Yeah.
But no one wants.
Nobody wants that.
No one wants a guy who doesn't stay healthy and who's.
He's played 81 games.
Dwight went 81 this year.
He played 74 the year before, 81 this year.
Where
and his
was
numbers
Dwight,
went up.
Where was Rocket Dwight health?
Well, I don't know.
No, they had to remember they had
where
to
Where was
sit
Laker
him?
Dwight health?
Well, he's rested.
There
now.
Was like a 4-year plan. Like, Dwight, you can't play back to backs. Dwight can't do this.
Now Dwight's
he's got
playing.
Blood spinning, his knee.
Nah, I'll play 81 games.
Oh,
you'll see.
Now he's got 81, and they still don't want him.
Nobody wants him. Nobody wants him. All right, because maybe he's got low T. I don't know.
I know this much. If it's a problem for you that you physically just don't feel right anymore and you're over the age of 40 or you're approaching 40, it could be low testosterone. You know, a lot of people are pretty fine-tuned with how they eat, how they work out. You do everything that you can to take care of yourself, and yet, you know, you start to feel like things aren't right. Well, sometimes it's the ones, you know, one of the things that they told me at Men's T Clinic is the people who are the biggest grinders from a health standpoint, they're the ones who know right away when something's off because they're very in tune with their body, and they say, nah, something's not right here. I don't feel the same. I'm not getting the same results at the gym. Well, then you for sure should head over to Men's T Clinic. Now, maybe you're not a grinder like that, but you know that you're always having to fight through fatigue levels that seem to be at a constant. You're seeing more belly fat where there was lean muscle mass. Maybe you're eating the way that you should, and yet you still don't see the results. These could all be low testosterone. If there is a libido issue, for some guys, that's what it is. It doesn't have to be a bunch of things. It can just be one of those areas, and that could be your telltale sign that you need to get in and get tested at Men's T Clinic. 4 locations in Houston. They make it easy. Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, the Heights location. For the exact location directions, just go to mensteclinic.com and get in and get tested and find out where your testosterone level is and whether or not you can get it improved with my friends over at mensteclinic.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we got a bunch of calls in here, so let's get going. 713-780-3776. Paul wants to talk some trade. What do you say, Paul?
Yeah, I've been watching Giles for a long time. The first thing I think Giles needs to do, which would improve his pitching and his trade value, is learn a splitter. I don't know if Clemens is still on staff as far as a training advisor, but he had a great split finger. And I think if Giles could pick that up from Clemens, that would be huge. And he really needs a third pitch because his fastball is pretty flat, and his slider has a tendency to flatten out. So it's not really fooling guys. They're getting good swings against him. But if you add a cutter or a splitter, I think that helps him a ton, and it helps him with the mental edge, which obviously that's an issue with him. And then I think once they get him going, you know they won't count on him in the playoffs. But he still has some trade value. He's young. He throws 100. He's still under club control for a few more years. Trade him for a corner outfielder with some power, which I think is something this team lacks. And you can always pick one of those up at the deadline. Just want to see what you guys think.
Yeah, I think they got a corner outfielder with some power already. His name's Kyle Tucker. He's hitting like 500 over the last 20 games or something. This is a ridiculous stat. He's like 28 for 56 or 7.
Is he hitting for power right now?
Yeah, he's hitting for everything.
It is weird that we're talking about
the Astros. His OPS is over 1,000. And actually, Jeff Luhnow said he's coming up.
This Astro team. Oh, what did he say?
He said there's a good chance that you will see Kyle Tucker this season.
Okay. Yeah. Call-ups?
Well, I'm hoping not. Not, you know.
I'm just, so,
but you, there's no way that, I mean, there's nobody that you can possibly cut from this lineup. So,
isn't it a little unusual, this roster. Though? Isn't it?
There's nobody.
Tongue firmly in cheek. Isn't it a little unusual, though, that this is a team they're talking about, well, you got to get some power for the Astros. And then you didn't, for 3 straight years, you didn't really say that about the Astros. Now, for whatever reason, Springer's still up there at 15, but Correa's power numbers just have never materialized to the 30 home run status. At least I thought he was going to be a 30 home run guy.
I told you, and I'm dead on. He's going to hit 40 this year.
He's still not on the pace.
Well, I don't think on pace means
Altuve,
anything. If he hits 4 a game.
Marwin, Reddick, all these numbers have really dropped this year, home run.
Yuli, he's finally starting to hit him. But yeah. His power numbers were way down. No, listen, I don't know in the middle of a season that you learn a pitch that you can really count on. I don't know. Maybe you may be right. I don't know. And I don't know that everybody takes to a cutter. Everybody takes to split finger. I don't know. You know, I would imagine that if that was the case after he was, you know, benched during the World Series, that he might have worked on that stuff in the offseason. I don't know that you just go to a
guy. You don't do that when no F's are given.
Yeah, he didn't give any F's. So, yeah, I don't know. I hesitate to coach from this studio. You know,
you
telling
now guys, have a problem doing that.
Well, I don't tell guys. You know, you need to. You know how your form is or your. I don't know. And you need another pitch. I don't know. That's listen. You can see with your human eyes how guys are doing. I see that Giles is not good.
And I don't want to tell you how to do your job. It's just that I don't want to see you do your job anymore.
Right. No, I'm not going to tell him how to do his job.
I just don't want to see you.
Don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Right. No. Right. He can do his. I think he'd be fine doing his job in Atlanta. I don't want him to lose his job. I want Ken Giles to make all the money. I'm not pocket watching Ken Giles.
Ken, you can make as much money as you want for somebody else.
Yeah. Yes.
Not for us.
I don't care. You know what? Go make a bunch of money. I hope he makes a ton of money. But just not Jim Crane's money. That's all. I guess I'm pocket watching Jim Crane.
You are doing that.
I don't know. I hesitate to say, you know, big leaguers are probably going, really? Really, dude? You're going to tell Ken Giles how to pitch? He's a closer at the major league level, and you're going to tell him what pitches he needs, really?
I don't know if you know this, John, but are you aware that the Astros are actually leading their division, and you're still complaining?
And, oh, by the way, the bullpen has the best ERA in the American League. The best bullpen ERA. Huh? Listen, should Giles be on the hook for that game on Friday night? Really, when they got 2 hits? I mean, really. But
no, but do your job.
Do your job. D-Y-K. Get 3 outs. Yeah. Get 3 outs without them scoring.
You have one job. Get guys out in a single inning.
Get 3 outs without them scoring. That's all I'm asking. You know, in a scoreless game, let's face it, that's what it was. And they needed you to come in, and they count on you to come in and actually get 3 outs without the other team scoring. That would have been nice.
You don't make this excuse, but a lot of people do. You clearly don't make this excuse, but a lot of people do. This whole, well, Ken Giles, okay, so here's the deal. No. If you have one job, do your job. If your job is getting 3 outs in one inning without a run scoring, that honestly does not sound crazy hard for a pro. A guy who's paid money should be able to get out of one inning without giving up runs. Just should. And his non-safe situation numbers are an atrocity. It's like DFA stuff.
Mm-hmm.
9 doubles, like 2 triple, a triple, 2 homer, something like that. It's unbelievably bad.
Yeah.
unbelievably bad numbers and, for Giles.
7 ERA, I want to say?
Yeah.
In non-save situations?
Wex had it the other day. It's like, holy crap.
No, that's just ridiculous.
So I don't, you know, I don't want to hear any excuse. Like, when you're a kicker, you have one job, to make kicks. That's it. Mm. That's all your job is to make kicks. If you're a closer, your job is simply, we just need you. It's just like being a field goal kicker at the end of the game. All we're going to ask you to do is get three outs. That's it. So do your job.
Did this guy just say fix Giles and then trade him? Why would you fix him and trade him?
Well, because he's fixed. Because we all know he's a flipper.
We're waiting.
You're just going to flip that house is all you're trying to do. Flip that closer.
Let's get 703-780-3776. Chuck, what's up, Chuck? Is this Chuck? We haven't heard from Chuck in a while.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Chuck.
I'd like to thank Paul for that in-depth baseball analysis. We'll sure listen to him. I just want to ask you guys an interesting question. Now that Dwight Howard's back on the free market, instead of paying him an exorbitant fee for Capella, you think you could get him back for a reasonable price for 2 years? Mm. And also like to say, rest in peace, Dellen Rahill. I knew it was a good run, but y'all did get replaced by the whitest guy in America. So good luck with y'all's careers. Thank you.
Mike, all right.
I'm not dead. I'm actually here. And
I don't know who sounds whiter.
Well, me. But he talks more. No, he talks more baseball, so it's him. I don't want to.
And look, we can say what we want to say, but the fact is,
we got a Charlie impression
that the closer and the setup man for that matter, and frankly, the entire bullpen
is superfluous.
A quasi bullpen, quasi closer.
And I don't want to shake you up, Chuck, but in the next couple days, Thursday and Friday, Charlie ain't going to be here.
Oh! Roasted!
Well,
dab on him, Dale.
Well, yeah, but Raheel's not going to be here either.
Well, then, yeah, but I'll still be here.
The Dell and what show? Manny?
No. Oh.
Who are you doing a show with?
No, Manny wouldn't do it because why would he come to a place he wouldn't get paid to work? He'll get paid.
He doesn't get paid for his podcast. Well, he does it there.
Well, that's fun. Is that his home? Why would he come here?
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to leave.
Well, because people will actually hear it.
Well, people have heard it. It might be Nick Shararara.
Oh, Shararara.
Yeah, there's some scheduling.
We should get the interns. The interns out there right now. Well, I heard them when I was coming in. They were like, it was LeBron. The argument was he's right now got a big giant tech screen going with about 14 players saying, hey, you guys want to team up? Who wants to team up, guys? Who wants to team up?
Oh, so you've turned on LeBron again?
No, he's a great player. It doesn't change. He's always been team up guy.
But how do you think he was going to get this thing done? He was always going to have to talk to people to get it done. Why is this such big news? He's going to have to talk to people.
Because you know why? Well, LeBron as well just admit that the same thing he does, the same thing that no. It's way worse with Kevin Durant. He's a team-up guy. But they're all the same to me.
By the way, no. He's not talking to anybody because he says he's no longer interested in listening to any team pitches. Okay?
So you already made a decision?
No. He doesn't. Listen, the team can pitch all they want. That's not why I'm going.
Come there.
Guess what? Where I say I'm going and get the money ready. Okay.
Well, now, if he stays in Cleveland, I'll have a lot more respect. Now, I don't care if you want to team pitch everyone to come to your team so that you don't roll out on Cleveland again, your hometown team that you never really liked when you were a kid anyway.
Yeah, but isn't he forever good in Cleveland because he came back and he won the title?
I don't know. I would think so.
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
I would think so, but I don't know. Will they burn his jerseys again?
No. I saw one Kawhi burning. Did you see the Kawhi burning?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they burned Kawhi's jersey.
Did you see a pop? This is the most pop. How predictable is this? The Lakers, like, we tried, and they, like, basically slammed the door on our faces. No. They hung up the phone on us.
And
he's not going to give. Yeah. He's not giving Kawhi what he wants. And supposedly, he's only going to deal with the Eastern Conference.
Well, but guess what? It's kind of dumb. And I thought Golic made a great point. And I was thinking this, too. And I said this to you. If you get the best deal from L.A., if you get Kuzma and Lonzo,
which we don't even know what any deal would look like.
No, but if Kawhi says to everybody else, I'm only, guys, guess what, guys? I got 1 year left, and after that, I'm going to L.A.
You can't do Kuzma and Lonzo. They'll hate each other.
And who says Lonzo's better than Deontay Murray?
Okay, then you do him. But here's
but no,
the deal.
He's already on the roster. He's a Spur. He's but, a current
but okay. No. I'm talking about just do anybody with the Lakers. Get the best deal. If I'm Boston, what am I giving up when he's only going to be here a year?
Well, Oklahoma City, we heard that from Paul George, and now it appears Paul George is probably going to stay in Oklahoma City. All we heard was Paul George going to L.A., going to L.A. Now we're hearing Paul George likes
L.A. If LeBron ends up in L.A., do you really think that?
We'll see if LeBron ends up in L.A.
Maybe that means – maybe the fact that you're hearing about Oklahoma City means LeBron is starting to lock in on Cleveland. Because we're starting to hear that more and more, like LeBron and Cleveland is a real possibility.
Why wouldn't Paul George go to Cleveland?
Well, it's because it's Cleveland.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Can they make it work money-wise?
He's never lived in Cleveland. He's lived at least a season in OKC and appears to like it as opposed to Cleveland.
All I know is this. Don't shut the door. Don't bite off your nose to spite your face because Kawhi's going to end up in L.A. either way. Why wouldn't you get as much as you could?
How many titles has Pop won? Five? I think he's at a point where it's bleepy mode.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
NBA is basically international soccer.
They need to fire Pop.
Where big players just leave every 2 years now. Like, you can't even lock in on anybody anymore.
Nope. All right, 713-7803. Oh, by the way, we haven't even talked about Dwight Howard to the Rockets instead of Clint Capella.
Oh, by the way. Wait a minute, Chuck, we've talked enough
about that.
Wait a minute. Chuck gets after Paul for his baseball take, and then he brings that one to the
table? Yeah, right. Chuck, really? Bring Dwight Howard back here? Really? Did you not see how much better James Harden was last year without Dwight around?
I feel like that's his version. That's Paul's version of give Ken Giles a splitter. Bring Dwight here.
Wow.
It's the same
thing. Wow. Come on, Chuck.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. It's all about Colombia, this segment. An entire group of Colombianas. Oh, no, there's one. There's a boy there, too. They are here and watching us in the control room behind Dell. You know what Dell likes? Abrazos. He likes you to hug him. Dell, the producer.
Like
he likes to be hugged.
I Dell doesn't like that.
Okay, hug him. Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
It's awkward even now.
He loves to be touched. So anyway, Colombia. Dell, 3 points.
Yeah, they didn't have three a good goals, opening three match. Clearly.
Yep.
And but they responded. They were great. Falcao. Not pronouncing that correctly. Finally scored. That was something they really wanted to get done. He got injured before the last World Cup. Right before. So him being back at 32 scoring a goal was a big thing. You saw everybody congratulate him. I think he scored the second goal. So yeah, they've got a real shot. They play Senegal to try to get through.
And the winner gets through, right?
Well, yeah, Senegal is so they could probably get through with a tie, but Colombia probably would need a tie too to get through as well.
And Senegal needs Poland to show up
and beat Japan. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Well, they both do. Colombia, if it winds up in a tie, they both need Japan to lose.
If it winds up in a tie, so both of them to advance, right? Yeah, but goal differential, Colombia's 2 and Senegal's 1.
Yeah, Colombia wins their through. That's their easiest route through.
Right. So go Colombia. Right? Cool. So anyway, welcome to America. This is America. Okay? Welcome. And here we go. All right, so can we please stop this LeBron crap? I get it. You know what? Actually, we're not even talking about LeBron. LeBron, there's little to no chance LeBron is coming here. It is, again, the summer of LeBron, and I think he probably learned something with the decision and all that crap going on. He's not interested in talking to teams and whatnot. But LeBron have we seen a player with a bigger impact on a league? Honestly, wherever LeBron goes, I don't know that we've seen a guy that could move teams – that has had a bigger impact on an entire league. right? I mean, right. It certainly everywhere can't happen goes, in baseball. Something like that can't
happen. No, only in basketball could this happen. But I said this before the break. It really does remind me of international soccer, where you have, oh, well, this guy's just going to pick up and go to PSG. Oh, he's just going to pick up and go to Real Madrid. Oh, he's just going to pick up and now he's like player, massive superstars, just change teams. I don't want to say all the time, but it's not unusual. Neymar, we've seen Neymar do it from Barcelona. We've seen Ronaldo. Yeah,
but did he have
times.
That big a sway on the league?
No, because it's a five-man league. It's a five-man on a court, and soccer's obviously much different. But what I'm saying is, I don't think that's necessarily good for a sport. I guess soccer, international soccer, does fine, but the NBA now, this is not good that players now are literally going to be only when they sign contracts, you only get them for 2 years. And then they opt out, or they have signed a 2-year deal with a 1-year opt out, and then they can get a supermax and a supermax, and they can hold franchises hostage. I mean, it's great for, and once again, fans who only cheer for superstars. You guys don't. Not only do you not care, you don't matter, because you're going to follow LeBron or whoever your player is wherever he goes. So you're going to wear different jerseys. You'll have 15 different jerseys. You don't care. But for the rest of us, and most people, I think, still fall in line with, I cheer for the Rockets, or I cheer for the Warriors, or you just started 4 years ago, or I cheer for the Suns, or whatever your team is where you live.
You just started following the Astros last year.
I just started when they got good. I didn't follow them any other time in my life I've lived here. Mm-mm. I don't even know who was Scott Michaels. Who won a Cy Young in 86? Scott Michaels?
No. That was Mike Scott.
Ah! I'll figure it out sooner or later.
By the way, I did that thing with Larry Durker on Friday night. He sent me an email.
Okay,
I gotta respond.
So tell me what's his big idea?
Well, so Larry Durker's idea for the DH is this. The pitcher can bat and will bat unless you want somebody else up in a situation. Like, let's say it's the bottom of the third, you still got no hits, two outs, nobody on, pitcher bats. All right, if you're the manager, you put the pitcher up there. But if you don't, if you've got two on, you go, I'm going to put a pinch hitter up there. That pinch hitter hits, can't play again, but the pitcher gets to go back out.
So it's really less about, it's really not a pitcher or DH rule, it is a free pinch hitter rule.
Free pinch hitter. Yeah. And so as opposed to having four at-bats for the DH, you have, you know, you can just use
it's
a guy.
Situational.
Yeah, you can just use a guy when you want him to bat for the pitcher. I like it. I really
like
do.
Like a nickel cornerback, kind of. Like, hey, it's third down and eight, and we
right
and different we're, personnel.
Yeah, personnel. It's a personnel move. Now, the guy can't play again. Now, what the Players Association will probably say, whoa, 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 we're losing a guy that's going to make $10, $12 million a year that bats four times a game, or maybe even more.
And they become glorified pinch hitters.
And that's all they're now you're replacing them with a pinch hitter. Well, Larry Durker says, okay, so you're going to lose some money there. How about we add a 26th player to the roster?
Well,
because the manager may need another guy on the bench, another pinch hitter. So we help baseball in that we give a 26th guy, and we help the players so we give another position that a guy can make some money.
I'm trying to figure this out. So I guess, So I guess what you're saying is in the third, or likely in like the fifth inning,
yeah,
it might be decision time. But you're saying, no, it's not decision time. We're just going to pinch hit, and the pitcher will keep pitching.
Well, okay, and now you've got, okay, let's say it's first and second and nobody out. Well, do I want to pinch hit for the pitcher, or do I want him to bunt? You can still have the pitcher up there if he can handle the bat, which now pitchers actually have to. And in the National League, they have to. They have to bunt. They have to know how to bunt because there's a good chance that they're going to be asked to bunt in a situation. Well, I don't have to waste a pinch hitter.
So few teams bunt anymore, though.
Well, right. But in the National League, you still do with a pitcher. You know.
I don't know that I love it because if you're going to leave a pitcher in and let somebody else hit, why not have him hit the whole game and make it just the DH?
Well, because
why would you take away at bats when you're still going to have the pitcher pitching anyway?
Well, because you don't like the DH. Because you just don't like the DH.
Well, I mean, do you think baseball wants to?
I think it's a go between the national. It's a go between the National League and the American League, where all of baseball can adopt it.
But there's still 2-out rallies plenty of times.
Well, yeah, but as opposed to, well, if you've, there's 2 outs and nobody on,
saying let's just make it a free out with the pitcher.
Well, but the National League does that anyway. The National League makes it a free out with the pitcher with 2 on and nobody out.
Right, right. No, and they, but I think there's a much greater chance that they will go to more DH for the league, meaning all DH, as opposed to trying to reduce the opportunities.
Really,
for
you
DH.
Think the National League is going DH?
I don't think. Well, you're talking about, are you talking about National League only or all baseball?
All baseball.
Yeah, I don't see any way in hell they go no. Do you? The American League says, yeah, let's have fewer at bats for hitters.
Well, but you don't have to. You can still have all those at bats.
No, you can't. You can have it one time, you said.
No. You can pinch hit every time the pitcher comes up.
Yeah, but then you're making constant pitching changes and that speed.
No,
that
pitching changes. Zero. Your pitcher still goes back out there.
Wait, you're constantly...
You pinch hit for him, but the pitcher can still go back out to the mound.
Oh, but that player's gone.
The player's gone.
Then you're burning up roster spots?
Well, that's why you can add a roster. You add the 26th player.
Man. Oh, man. There's a lot going on there. That just seems like a lot of... Like, what's the big advantage?
The big advantage is no DH anymore, so that the National League will come... That you have a unified league.
So the whole idea is... I see what you're saying. It's an idea to unify one unified system. I mean, it's interesting. I don't know that anything that burns up roster spots. I mean, I understand it does put.
Well,
more
you use pinch
making.
Hitters now anyway.
No, I mean it's more decision making,
right? Which and Larry brought up a pretty good point. He said,
now,
"I asked every manager.
Larry was only an NL guy his whole career, I think.
Right?" And he said, "I asked every manager." He said, "Well, he did manage in American League games because he, the interleague.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
He was like, "Man, it was easier. Are you kidding me? A lot easier because the only thing you had to make is pitching decisions." Mm. All right. Well, that's out there anyway, and you can if you want to. Tweet us about the idea. I like the idea if you want to know the truth. And I think it could unify baseball because I think it's dumb that baseball isn't unified. You know what? It could possibly unify it. All right, 848 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about being a champion. And being a champion is this. Champion Energy is where you can save a bunch of money. And I'm talking about a bunch of money. I'm thinking since I moved to Champion Energy, tens of thousands of dollars, and that's not an exaggeration. I've been with them for 6-7 years, 8, whatever it is now, 7 years or so, and I'm not even joking. I was saving hundreds of dollars a month, literally hundreds of dollars a month as soon as I switched over, and even in the summer months when it's just ridiculous, and that's what it is right now for you probably, and if you look at your electricity bill and go, I just can't do this, this is just ridiculous, you got to go to 1560energy.com. I'm telling you, you will save immediately. 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you see what our listener...
Our one listener?
Dre and... With Dre and...
Or one of our listeners.
Yeah, one of our listeners. Dre. 290 Dre. He posted... Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre on 290.
Yeah, yeah. He posted a note that somebody left on his car. It said, you park like mierda... But I stop. Ship.
Like ship only...
You park like ship... P.S. I put my nuts on your door handle. You know what I would, if you could write a note back, just say, so. I handle dollar bills all the time, and it's way worse than being on a dollar bill. Right?
Yeah. Well, I hope not. Nobody's rubbing their...
You think what's on people's hands on a regular basis... Like, if you're a germaphobe, I don't want to ever think about what's on everything.
Yeah.
I'm not a germaphobe at all.
You know what I found myself doing? And I don't know why, but there are little hand wipes at the HEB when you get your cart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You wipe down the cart.
And you wipe down the cart, the handle of the cart.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to help. Like, you just touched it to move it over to the hand wipes, and then you... Yeah, I don't... It's not going to help. But I could certainly see where there are... There is, you know, people handling chicken, and then they go back on their cart, you know, and, oh, my God. Yeah, there's that chicken stuff dripping out of the packages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the salmonella. Yeah. Why does... What cereal has salmonella now? Honey Smacks? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Cereal has salmonella. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Especially chicken-flavored cereal? I don't want that anyway. Get the very best in grilled barbecue chicken right now in your favorite cereals. Chicken-O's. Sometimes it's cooked, sometimes it's not.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want Chicken-O's.
Kellogg's Honey Smacks recall. Salmonella. Yeah.
Chicken-O's.
Yeah. That, you know what? That does wonders for your product, doesn't it? Yeah. That Honey Smacks. How does Honey Smacks have salmonella?
By the way, can we address this? Dan Holden brought this up. This H-Town Crown thing.
I don't know what H-Town Crown is.
Dale, would you like to tell him? We got an email about it, and then...
I don't know if we should talk about it in the way you want to talk about it, Lance.
I don't know what it is. They're paying. You guys got to explain it to me.
Are they paying to advertise?
It is something where people are campaigning and begging for LeBron to be a Houston Rocket.
And you're supposed to put a hashtag and all this stuff. And here's my thing.
I'm not doing that.
LeBron is not going to be swayed by a bunch of hashtags. You know what he's swayed by? Other really good players who have a chance to win him a title. That's it. Unless your hashtag is coming from a guy with a blue check mark that plays basketball and averages 21 a game or more, I don't think it's relevant.
Stop with this. You're embarrassing yourself, Houston.
Well, we are running them.
Easy,
John.
They're on the stream.
That's not even on the stream. It's also on over the air as well.
Do you know what? He's not coming here because hashtag him.
That's the thing, though. You can try as hard as you can. LeBron only cares about what can you do to help me win a title.
That's all.
Todd, if you're listening, I know there's a meeting. You're in a meeting right now. But if you listen back on the podcast,
Snitch.
Realize this is John and Lance. Dell is like, yes, more H-Town Crown.
Or what?
It's the least Dell move of all time.
Remember, Todd, this is a John and Lance
joint. I missed the email, apparently. Well, are we supposed to promote H-Town Crown?
You don't have to promote it, but maybe not talk so negatively about it.
Okay. It sucks. Let's stop doing it.
Oh, no. Todd. Okay. That's John, not me.
Okay. I didn't even... What?
I didn't go that far. I just said it wouldn't be impactful.
Sorry, Todd. H-Town Crown sucks.
No. No, it does not. Okay. I love it, Todd.
Why? Who's talking negatively? Who was talking negatively about
you
it?
You just did.
Well, I know, but who was doing it that Todd had to send out an email that I missed?
He didn't send out an email. I think... Lance got an email from maybe a listener or something. What I'm saying is that H-Town Crown is a worthy campaign, and we should back it because we want LeBron here.
All right, I'll back it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, John. Just let it go.
Don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Just they don't want you to back it. You've already said enough.
They don't want you to back it.
Who doesn't want it?
H-Town Crown.
H-Town Crown doesn't want me to back it anymore?
No, because you sound negative.
I'm not being negative. That's not why he's going to come here. He's going to come here if he thinks he can win a title. That's all. And you know what
that
else?
Is true.
You know why I'm down on it too? Is because apparently he doesn't want to come to Houston because Houston's not a good enough city for him.
Yeah.
As opposed to Cleveland.
Well, that's hometown.
No, it's not hometown.
No, it's not.
He's from Akron.
Close enough. Let's stop. Lance.
Yeah, no, it's Let's close. Stop. It's close though, but I could see Cleveland. Plus they drafted him. Plus it was it's close to his hometown. All of those things. Cleveland I could see. He likes Cleveland more. He should like Cleveland more. But the fact that he doesn't like Houston, screw LeBron.
Oh, here we go.
Screw LeBron. We don't want him here.
Well.
You're a rat's ass about LeBron.
Well.
But if he comes, I like him.
Yeah, you like him.
Yeah,
you didn't like Chris Paul till he got here.
Yeah.
You'll like those Chad Clay seats if LeBron's here.
Yeah.
But there's literally no sign of
him coming. You know what, though? I'm not getting those Chad Clay seats anymore. Chad Clay doesn't even get them anymore.
Oh, no. They're all sold.
Yeah.
Sell. Flash seats.
You know how many NFL players want those seats?
A ton.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not like Chad. You know what it costs him every time he takes me to the game? He's like, you're costing me money.
You know
what? I'm taking a woman because you ain't doing enough for me.
You ready to go to this? Right. Are you ready to go to this Hornets game?
Yeah.
You ready? No. The Kings are in town, John.
Yeah, no. You know what? I don't even get that because he could take a girl and get a lot more out of that date than me. Okay? So there's that. 8:59.
I don't even know what that means.
They're very appreciative of those tickets. That's what it means. 713-780-3776. You know what it means to rent out your house, don't you?
Right. I do, because Renter's Warehouse, the company that I've been speaking for a while, you have, and you find out a lot about rental. I'll be honest with you, John. At first, when Rich Drake came to me with the idea, a longtime listener, I was like, yeah, that's great. I'm like, and privately, I thought, oh, how's this going to work? Rental property in Houston. That was because I really didn't know what the rental business was like, and I had no idea what I was talking about because it's huge in Houston, way bigger than I thought.
Man, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's stupid how big it is, and if you try to sell your home, guess what? You ain't getting your price, and you're going to be like, what the bleep? Now you got to keep it on the market, and then here's a key when you're selling your home, don't ever lower the price. And if it sits out there on the market, you got no option but to lower the price. And when you lower the price, it's a huge red flag, which means it's going to take you even longer to sell your house, even though you lowered the price. So here's the deal. Get as much as you can, and that's what Rich Drake does. He'll tell you what he can get for your house, and on an average of 17 days, that's how good these guys are. They know what it will rent for. They know by the square footage, by the area. They know by the quality of the house, all of those things. So if you're looking for a great, great way to get out of that house and yet not sell it and keep that asset, renterswarehouse.com. 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT, renterswarehouse.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.